Hi, it's Nathalie with Family First Care. Is this
Hi.
Amber?
Yeah, right. Nini sent me over to you. Yeah, I need help bad, really.
Yeah, okay, great. So I'll be the service coordinator helping you along the way to apply for home care services. My name is Nathalie,
Okay.
and we are Family
Natalie.
First Care.
Okay.
So let's do like this. Let me first ask you a few questions.
Okay.
This if it's worth applying. First of all, is your total income more than $2,900 per month?
If my income is more than what, 2,900?
Is it
Yeah,
over 2,900?
it's like 5,100.
It's over 2,900, 2,900 per month.
Yes, sir. I get Social Security and I get retirement from, I used to work for the government. I had 36 years with the government.
So you're making more than 2,900.
Yes.
So here's the thing. Usually there's a cap limit to apply for home care services. There's a cap limit of 2,900 income.
I need help. I mean, I don't care how much it costs. I need somebody to come in, an independent contractor or somebody. I need help. I
So
don't
you,
know.
I
I
understand.
have low vision. Excuse me?
I understand. I understand. Let me ask you, would you be open to do private pay, meaning to say that you pay out of your pockets?
Yes, I'm willing to do that. I don't know why
Okay.
people, yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Because some people that call in want to apply for home care. So in order to apply, you have to be, eligible according to the
I
law.
don't know. I don't want. I want to bypass all that. I can afford it. I can afford it.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. I
Even if
saw
it's
you. We
one or
know.
2 days a week. Excuse me.
We'll definitely help you. We'll definitely help you find a good
All
way.
right.
Do you have someone in mind? Or
No, I
to
don't have anybody. This is like I just found out I have glaucoma. I can't see, low visibility. I need. I stopped driving in October. Somebody stole my car after that. Somebody's been stealing my mail. It's like people are taking advantage of me because I am a senior citizen. I live by myself. My kids don't come visit me. They don't call. Nobody has called. Nobody. I mean, my kids live in another state. My son lives in Missouri. My daughter lives in Alabama. I'm here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. My parents are both gone. My sister and my brother, they just exiled me from the family 2 years ago. Nobody calls, nobody checks in. I need help because I just stopped driving and I need to get groceries and I can't see to drive to the store or take public transportation. I don't have a husband,
I understand.
So,
We'll
and all
definitely
my
help you with that.
friends, all my friends have jumped ship. I wanted to have a company as a personal assistant, but nobody has allowed me to, nobody has, as far as getting enough money to have the business, there's people messing with my account. There's people messing with my company. And I can't get a hold of what's going on. So right now, like I said, I need somebody to help me because I have plumbing issues. I had to, defecate in trash bags and put it out for the trash because the plumbing is messed up. And it's been for about almost a month now. And I got to call a plumber, but I want to make sure I have a personal assistant around to help me, get a plumber and a personal assistant to help me get. I have cleaning that has to be done in the living room because when the toilet was leaking, it caused a lot of water damage, and the wood boards on the floor were like being raised, and it's just a lot of debris and that, and I need a cleaning crew to clean up the living room. So it's things
Right.
like that, and
I
I need
understand.
somebody to get me some produce from the store, just a couple. Now I ain't saying no full grocery shopping. I'm saying maybe a one bag trip once a week, and doctor appointments. I have to go back and forth to Will's Eye Hospital to be treated for this glaucoma. So this is what I'm up against. I'm 63. Like I said, I have no support at all. Just imagine me being in a town and there's nobody I know, and I have to start from scratch. I feel like a ghost, so I don't know what else to say. You know, can you get me some help?
Yes, for sure, 100%. Let me put you just on a brief hold. I'll get back to you in a minute or two, okay?
Okay. All right, don't hang up because it's hard for me to read numbers. You know, I'm having it's a challenge just to sit up here. Okay.
I'm not hanging up. I'll be back in a minute or two, okay?
All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I will send a message for the intake department that you need staffing. We have your case. We got into the system already, and we will call you back. We'll call you back with, you know, with the next steps, how it works.
What is the name of your company? Because I've called so many places, I wouldn't even know who's calling me back. That's the thing, you know. I can't write stuff down because I don't have a black marker to see the number, and it's very.
Our name is Family First Care.
So Family First Care, okay.
Family First.
Like I said, I'm embarrassed. You know, like I said, especially with the plumbing situation. If I can, just probably need somebody to come in and fix the toilet. You know, and it's sad, you know. It's a sad situation because I don't have help, and I can't see. That's what makes it very. I mean, if I could see, then I could get it done. But I can't see, and.
I understand. We'll definitely help you as soon as possible. Someone will call you back today, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
A short day by us today, but we will call you back today, and I can assure you 100% we'll help you soon. Get a good caregiver and get you some help. Okay.
All right, sir. You know, it's just like I said, I'm an idea. Well, first things first. Yeah. All right.
Okay, we will call you back soon, okay?
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for speaking with you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.